And then remember the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for the deceased, for the mayyit. So the du'as that we did yesterday, one of the things that hadith mentioned, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when you perform salah for a deceased person, in other words, when you're performing janazah salah, supplicate for him with sincerity. With sincerity of heart, sincerity of intention. Make the sincere du'a for your brother. This is the person now that has left the world. Now he is in need of the du'as, he is in need of whatever benefits he can get from the living. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with sincerity, make du'a for him. So today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي الصَّلَاةِ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى الْجَنَازَةِ اللَّهُمَ أَنْتَ رَبُّهَا وَأَنْتَ خَلَقْتُهَا. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make this dua in the janazah, Allahumma anta rabbuha, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are his Rabb, you are his person that took care of him, you are this person that looks after him, you are the person that nourished him and did everything for him. This is the meaning of Rabb, the person that takes care, the person that brings up, the person that looks after. So in one word it has so much of meaning. So the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, you are his Rabb, wa anta khalaqtuha, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you created him, wa anta hadaytaha lil Islam, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had guided him to Islam, wa anta qabadta ruhaha, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had taken his ruh away, wa anta a'lamu bi sirriha wa alaniyatiha, and O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know whatever was done he did in secret, and you know whatever he did privately, what he did in public, what he did privately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are aware of. What he did publicly, also you are aware of. وَقَدْ جِئْنَا شُفَعَاءَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are standing here. We have come to you interceding on his behalf. We have come to you as his intercessor. How nice it was. How beautiful it was. It is that a Muslim doesn't forget his brother at that time. And everyone is congregating and coming and they're petitioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come to you to intercede on behalf of our brother. And this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing it at that time for Sahaba. What a beautiful intercession. It's this hadith we did. That so beautiful dua the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for that mayyit. That Sahabi says that I wish that I was that person that had passed away. So beautiful dua the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making for the person, for the deceased person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after saying that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have come to you, petitioning you, begging you, interceding on his behalf. فَأَغْفِرْ لَهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. In another riwayat, when Awasilat ibn Asqa radiallahu anhu qala salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala rajul min al-muslimin. Hazrat Awasilat ibn Asqa radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the janazah salah upon a Muslim person, upon one of the brothers, one of the sahaba. فَسَمِعْتُهُ يَقُول. So I heard him saying, in other words, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making these dua, these words, اللهم إن فلان ابن فلان ذمتك وحبل جوارك والله سبحانه وتعالى. That such and such a person is in your security, and والله سبحانه وتعالى, this person is in your protection. This person has passed away, والله سبحانه وتعالى, he's in your protection, he's in your security at the moment. فقه فتنة القبر, والله سبحانه وتعالى, save him from the fitna, save him from the trials of the qabr. وعذاب النار, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save him from the fire of Jahannam. Wa anta ahlul wafa'i wal hamd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one that fulfills promises and you are full of praise. Allahumma faghfirhu warhamhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive him, have mercy on him. Innaka antal ghafurur rahim. Verily you are all forgiving and you are all merciful. Ulama explained that why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used these words to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sifat and the qualities, attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many. But why specifically Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ghafoor ar-rahim? Because once a person is ghafoor, and a person has forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of forgiveness, then this mayyit and his problems are now sorted out. He's completely forgiven before he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before hashar, before qiyamah. And if a person receives rahmat and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically whatever he needs, that is taken care of. Because he has got the rahmat and he has got the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One last hadith that finishes up this chapter. When Abdullah ibn Ufa annahu kabbara ala janazati ibni lahu arba'a takbirat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ufa radiallahu anhu, he said that the takbir, so he was performing salat, he was performing janazah salat for his deceased daughter. So he made takbir, the takbir of janaza, four times. Allahu Akbar, like how we would do, four times he made it. فَقَامَ بَعْدَ الرَّابِعَةِ كَقَدْرِ مَا قَيْدُ بَيْنَ التَّكْبِيرَتَيْنِ يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهَا وَيَدْعُو. Then after the fourth takbir, he paused for a short while to the extent of the other takbirs, the extent that one would say the other takbirs, and he made dua of istighfar, and he made dua, rather seeking forgiveness and asking and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَسْنَعُ كَذَلِكَ. And then he mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam يَسْنَعُ هَكَذَا. This is how he would perform the janazah salah. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ كَبَّرَ أَرْبَعًا فَمَكَثَ سَاعَةً حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُكَبِّرُ خَمْسًا. In another riwayat it is mentioned that he said four takbirs and then he paused for a short while. So the Rawi is saying that I thought perhaps that he would make a fifth takbir. ثُمَّ سَلَّمَ عَلَى يَمِينِهِ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِ. Then he made salam to the right and to the left. فَلَمَّنْ صَرَفَ قُلْنَا لَهُ. When he finished, we said to him, مَا هَذَا. That it seemed as though you did something different today. قَالَ إِنِّي لَا أَزِيدُكُمْ عَلَى مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَصْنَعُهُ كَذَا صَنَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. رواه الحاكم. He said, I won't do anything extra than what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. This is something very, very important for us here. The du'as also at the time of janazah, we see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made it in the salah. So also the du'as of janazah should be made in the salah. And yet the sahabi is saying that I won't increase upon what I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. This is how I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing it. This is how I'm doing it. I won't make you people do anything extra more than what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And this is our hifazat. Although we don't make an issue, we don't argue, we don't fight, we don't do anything like that. But in our minds we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how he performed salah. And the du'as that was needed to be made in the time of janazah, he would make it in the salah. So all this we find was made in the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how we find that our akabir and our seniors, that they would try as far as possible. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did something in a certain way, this is how we should try and do it. Although sometimes in the mind it might think that let's increase upon this, let's do extra here, let's do extra there. But our hifazat and our security lies like how Sahaba and Tabi'een did. And what we saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la azidukum ala ma ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I won't increase upon anything that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing. These du'as are very, very beautiful du'as. If you try and learn it, we don't have to read it only at the time when somebody has passed away. Sometime after that also we're making dua for the deceased. At least we can use these beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.